I think that their long-term challenge is more in the area of some sort of coherent platform for advertisers and consumers that protects privacy while delivering value targeting capabilities. And so I think that that's a much more important consideration than any short-term corrections in the market context itself.
This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Girardeau. It's Wednesday, September 20th. Yahoo executives warned investors at a conference yesterday that advertising growth seems to be slowing in some categories. The market reacted dramatically. There was a broad sell-off of tech stocks on the news, and Yahoo's stock took a dive of over 10%. Yahoo CFO Susan Decker told investors at the Goldman Sachs conference that the slowdown in automotive and financial services advertising will likely lead the company to, quote, deliver in the bottom half of the range of its third quarter estimates. Since we've been hearing for months about the growth of online advertising, I wanted to find out why Yahoo's ad sales were declining. So I asked Andrew Frank, a research director at Gartner, Inc., if he thought the market had overreacted to Yahoo's news.
Well, I do think that there tends to be a general climate of overreaction to news like this in the financial markets. I certainly think that online advertising as a trend is far from having exhausted its growth potential, and that the guidance they gave was not severely correctional or anything like that.
Yeah, what was interesting, though, is that it actually affected Yahoo's stock immediately and also affected internet stock sector-wide.
I think one thing that's worth noting is that, the weakness that they cited was really on the high-end demand side of the business. On the supply side of audience, they continue to lead all web properties in reach and page views and in usage stats and so forth. So, therefore, any observations about the category are going to apply across the board, not just to Yahoo.
Specifically, it was in automotive and financial services that they're seeing fewer ad dollars being spent. Let's just look at these two sectors separately. The automotive one is a little easier to understand. We've been reading about restructuring, layoffs, GM and Ford trying to retool their auto lines to reflect more what consumers want with the high price of gas and so on. Although it does seem a little bit like shooting themselves in the foot to cut advertising spending.
Well, yeah, I think that there's some, retooling of the product lines that's going on, which makes me think that it's more of a delay than a redirection of strategy.
But also, isn't online automotive advertising one of the bright spots? I mean, people are buying cars online.
Yeah, I think that there's no reason why we shouldn't continue to see growth after what might be a temporary correction here. I certainly don't think that there's any strategic reason why the whole industry should retract its embrace of the medium.
What about financial services? Why would that be happening right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think that financial services have traditionally been heavy spenders in the area. I think that they may be questioning some of the strategies that they've been embracing, since I'm not sure that they're seeing growth in acquisition commensurate with their growth in spend. But again, I would say that this is probably not a permanent correction, but something that is more a sign of temporary retooling.
How temporary, if you had to, make a prediction, how long do you think this cutback in ad growth might last?
Well, I think the next event to watch for is the launch of Yahoo's new ad platform, which is reportedly going to come out, at least for internal use, within weeks. This is Project Panama, which is going to beef up the search marketing side of their business. Right now, Yahoo's been a little more focused than other companies in their space on the high-end brand advertising, and it may be that that some of the high-end marketers are looking more closely at things like search engine marketing and search engine optimization and so forth. And so when Yahoo rolls out this new platform, which was intended to better leverage some of their usage data for targeting, that could provide significant new benefits to advertisers that could cause some to jump back in.
Well, Andrew Frank, Research Director with Gartner, Inc., thank you very much for being on PodTech News.
Thank you.